We are on Daf, Pei Gimel Amud Beis, three lines from the bottom. Misha Noshchoi Kelev Shoite. So we had a machlokes between Amasya ben Chorosh and the Chachamim. Amasya ben Chorosh held it is permissible to give him Michotza Kovet Shaloi, and the Chachamim hold that this is also. We had a chilukei dayas between Rashi and the Rambam, what the machlokes is. According to the Rambam, the oifen arafuah is an oifen skuli, and by an oifen skuli, one is not permitted to be over isurim. That's the Siach Yitzchak learns. According to Rashi, by says it's not a refuah gemura, that's why it is also. Tana Rabbanu, Chamisha Dvorim Nemru BeKelev Shoyte. There are five simonim on a Kelev Shoyte. Piv Pasuach, the mouth is always open, the Riroi Noitev, and the saliva drips down, for Oznov Sruchois, and his ears are droopy, Rashi says, Gedoilois, Ukfulois, Lamaton, they're bent over, they drooped over. Uznovoi munachas loy ben yireichaisav. And the tail is between his feet. Umahalech betzidei drochim. And he walks betzidei drochim. V'yesh oimrim af neveach ve'in koiloi nishma. Can't hear him. These are the simonim of a kelev shoyte. Chofetz Chaim in Shmiras Haloshen brings a medrash that the medrash says that the Rebbeinu Shlom says from all averes, I can take care of you, but I can't take care of you from the avera of Loshen Hore. And then the medrash gives a moshul that there was a melech that told a ben ir, a ben kofri, he told him, from all your problems I can save you, but if you're bit by a kelev shoyte, I can't help you. So it seems from the medrash that the medrash is medame, a person who speaks lashon hara, to one who is bit by a kelev shoyte. Poshib shat in the medrash is, Chofetz Chaim says in an ort that the koyach of lashon hara is it's ma'irer a kitrug lamaylo. By all other averes we don't have this kitrug, so one can still continue existing. But when one speaks lashon hara on another yid, so he's ma'irer a kitrug lamaylo, so then that automatically brings a kitrug on him. Al koponim, we see from Chazal that Chazal ba medame a person who speaks Lashon Hara to someone who was bit by a Kelev Shoyte. It seems that he has the characteristics of a Kelev Shoyte. So the Chofetz Chaim wants to explain this Gemara as follows. Just like by a Kelev Shoyte, Piv Pasuach, so Baal Lashon Hara is also, his mouth is always open. He always has something but to say about people. Rirai Neitev. So he wants to say Tupshotem. Usually, it means his mouth is foaming. Usually a person who gets in anger, or is a Gevaldike Asponim, so he also, his mouth foams. He doesn't have patience for anybody, and he's always screaming and insulting. So a Baal Lashon Hara, it's also this p'china of a Zayd Yohir. He has this rishis in him. He has this asus in him. Then he wants to say another dimyon, Rirei Noitev, that means wherever this Kelev Shoyte goes, he leaves over simonim that he said. I mean, the rir, his saliva, which is a infected saliva, is wherever he goes, so it trips over wherever he is. It leaves a roshim. So a Baal Lashon Hara is the same thing. Wherever he goes, he doesn't go away from a mokim, or he doesn't leave over a roshim, this comment, this person, this comment. It's also rire noitev. It's, wherever he is, there's something was said, that there was a statement said that insulted someone. Oznav Sruchais, he said these three things, Gabuchi says a kelev has a very good sense of hearing. And usually when he wants to hear, he picks up his ears. But kelev shaita, his whole intent is to bite. And it would seem that he tries to go out of his way to look as innocent as possible. That's why it's Osnov Sruchois. And people think that he's not interested in anything, and then he'll just attack a person out of the clear blue sky. That is the same thing, Mahalach Betzidei Drochim, the people walked in the Rishus Arabim. He doesn't want to take up any place in the Rishus Arabim. He walks Betzidei Drochim, Afneveich, Menkeiloi Nishma. These are all simonim of a Kelev Shaita. So he says, Abal Lashon Hara is also, he really wants to hear everything, but he makes himself innocent, people should be more open when he's around, even though his intent is to publicize everything and to say a comment on everything, but he puts up a show as if he's not interested at all in what's being said. That's the Osnav Sruchais, Mahalach Betzidei Drochim, Vein Kailoi Nishma, Tzabchinav Makerei Eyu Beseisa. That is why he says that a Baal Lashon Hara has the characteristics of a Kelev Shaita. And the Mechavetz Chaim brings down in an oath that the Einish of a Baal Lashon Hara is that he is Galgul in a Kelev, the Kelev Tashlichamai, so Eisai is going on, that's the Einish of a Baal Lashon Hara. If he lived the life of a Kelev, so it seems that that's the Midah Keneged Midah. Mimai Havi. Now the Gemara asks, how does a kelev become a kelev shaita? What brings it about? Rav Omar Moshim Kashfoniyos Mesachkeis Boy. Rashi says, Mesachkeis Boy Mares Boy Kishveyim Lischoik. They practice on him. Or Stamazay for the fun of it. And this is the result. The Rabbeinu Yochim says, Boitkis ki shufon boy. That means the one that tested out, that he tested out on Klovin. So the Yesoid Hamatzev comes from Kishuf. Shmuel Omar Ruach Ro Sheira Olof. There's a Ruach Ro that Sheira Anim had a Ruach Ro came, that Shmuel did not explain, but there's a Ruach Ro Sheira Olof. Mai binayu, ike binayu, Lemiktalei Bidova Hanizok. How you should kill him. How close you should get to this Kelev Shaita in order to kill him. So Rashi says, Lamanda Omar Ruach Roshayra Olov, Layikav Etzloi Laholge Biyadayim, Elozeirik Baycheitz Isakin Vohirgoi. Because the Ruach Rov Aistois is very catchy. If it's only out Kishuv, I stays from Rashi, so then one does not have to be Zeirik Echeitz. That's how Rashi seems to learn. The Beinu Yochim says, Punkverkert, that if it was Duch Kishuv, you shouldn't chapel with him at all, because then even Echeitz won't help. It's also too dangerous. Tanya Kevosei Dishmuel, that one can be or should be Hoyrig him ayedei zrike. Kshahirgenoise en hirgenoise elo bedova hanizrak. He's only killed him to a dova hanizrak. The chayef bay, a person who rubs himself against a kelev shaita, mistaken. So that's a sakone. The nochislei, if a person gets bit from a kelev shaita, mayis. Seems without any refuas, because later the Gemara is going to say there are certain refuas. דחייב בי מסתקן, מי תקנטי, נשלח מונה, you should take off his clothing, let us see the bach, ונשדינו קמי, and he should throw it in front of the caliph, ונירת, you should start running. פחיהוד רב הונה ברד רב ישוע, חוף באחד מיני בשוקה, a caliph shaita rubbed against him, שולחינו למונס, he took off his clothing, and then he says, בשודי קמי, and he threw it in front of this caliph, ברוית. עומר, he said, קיימתי, ברוית. עומר, he said, קיימתי בעצמי החוכמה תחיה בילל. That the akaponimi of chochme, how to be nitzel from this sakone. Vinochi slay mayis, one that gets bit by a kelev shoite, so then it's more than a sakone. Vai says it's, he dies from it, may takante, but there is a takone. Omar abaye neisi mishcha da apo. You take a skin from a apo, others say that's a cheetah, others say it's a monkey. The Rabbi Yochim says it's a monkey. The dicho, you take the skin of an apo zocho. Benichta veloi, and you write on the skin, ano planye bal toniso. I, the ploini, the son of ploinis, amashcho da apo dicho kasivne aloch. I'm writing this on the skin of an apo zocho. Then he writes a lachash. Kanti, klirus, omrilo, kandi, klurus. Then he writes, ko, Hashem tzvokais, omein tzelo. What he does with the skin afterwards, no one says. Then v'nishlochine lemone, then he takes off his clothing, v'likverine, and he buries it. Bei kivri in a beis hakvores. Beproshas drochim. So that's what the Bach says. That's a very unique beis hakvores, that you there's a beis hakvores and a proshas drochim. Atreisa yachi shata. And his clothing should be buried for 12 months. Lebosa hochi, after the 12 months. Nafkinu, you take out the clothing. Venaklinu betanure. And you burn the clothing in an atano, nevadrinu lekitme aproshes drochem. And then the ashes are spread out on this proshes drochem. Bahanoch treisa yachi, in these 12 months, shato kishosi maye leilishte ela begufsa de nechosha. Should not drink water from a receptacle, should only drink water from with a straw. And it says, "Begufsa de nechosha," a straw of copper. Dilme chozi bebua de shede. If by drinking from water, he might look into the water and he'll see the shadow of the shed that is, the mstambe that had up was mekusha to this kelev shaita. Belistake. And that's a sakone. So therefore, if he drinks from a straw, he will not see the shadow of a shed. He won't see in the water the reflection of a shed in the water. Ki ha da abe ba marte hu abe ba menyume of the leime guvso de dave. She made for him a golden straw. But al kaponim, you see that a straw is very preferable to be used in this year. Look, Rashi. The chayiv bei amischachech boi. The noches lei shakelav noishchoi. Nishlach lemonei should take off his clothing. Yavshit begodo. Mishcha da apo hu atzavua. It's supposed to be a cheetah. Da apo dicha tzavua zocho. Begufsa de nechoshe. A yedei konish al nechoshes, he should drink with a with a straw of nechoshes, Dilma chozi lebebuei the shed, shekofatz min hakelav olov. So now it seems that the shed is on him, and if we'll see now the reflection of the shed, umistake. Ve'oid omar Rav Masya said that a choyshesh, the groinei matil loisam besoich piv b'shabbos. That one is choyshesh begroinei, one is permitted to be machalo shabbos. Rabbi Yochanan chosh b'tzapidno. Rabbi Yochanan once had a machlo of tzapidno, so Rashi says, choyli hashinayim b'chanichem. The sickness that is by the teeth and the gums, umaschel bepe vegoima bivnei ma'ayin amesukenu. It starts, maybe looks a little innocent from the beginning of the machle, but it ends up bivnei ma'ayin, and it's a makah shel cholol, and it's sakonis nefoshes. Ozol gabo dehi matronise, so he went to matronise, nochis haisa, she was a goite. She was a doctor. Of the lay milse chamishe umali shabbat. So there were two appointments. He went there Thursday. She treated him. Mali shabbat. She treated him on Erev Shabbos also. Omalo, so he asked her b'Shabbos mai. What's with Shabbos? What's going to be Shabbos? So what's the problem? So Rashi in Avodah Zarah says that Shabbos lemotzi lemaisi gaboch, I can't come to you. Ipnei talmidei b'nei kala. Shabbos, he said a shir. Maybe there was so I can't come on Shabbos. So what'll be if it didn't work yet, and then what's going to be Shabbos? I need to do this refuah on Shabbos also. So she told them omre le leitzriche. She told them two treatments are sufficient. You don't have to worry about it. But he was persistent. Imat strich namai. But what'll be if I take and need it? What's going to be now? Omrolei ishtabali deloy megalis. So, ishtabali, let's see what the Bach skills is. Ishtabali lelekodi Yisrael deloy megalis. They swear lelekodi Yisrael deloy megalis. So, ishtabalo lelekodi Yisrael deloy megaline. No, he swore that he won't give over the secret of the refuah. So, yeah. So she told them what to do Shabbos. Listen, if Shabbos you still have the symptoms, this is what you do Shabbos. Nofak dorshe bepilke. Yeah. Then he went and said that the Shabbos drosha, he said over, listen, I'm ve'ida, how you cure this machlet zapidna. Frag de gemore wo ishtabelo, he swore. I mean, how is he allowed to do this? He swore. So the Gemara says, "Lelakodi Yisrael lo megaline." She told him, "Ishtabeli lelakodi Yisrael." Swear lelakodi Yisrael. So he swore, "Lelakodi Yisrael lo megaline." I won't tell the Rabbeinu Shleilam how this refuah is. And others say he knows already the refuah. Abul Amadi Yisrael megaline. Abul the Bneis. I just said, "Lelakodi Yisrael lo megaline." Lama Yisrael megaline. So Memele, Agavuche, the Ran and the Dorim, Dav Beis and Medalev brings a raya from this Gemara. It seems he didn't, the Nusach, that's what he said, Kodi Yisrael Megaline. So, and that's called a Shvua. So the Ran brings a raya from this, that if a person says Hashem, even though he doesn't say Shvua Hashem, it has a Torah Shvua. Others learn to go su al the halach of yodesh shvua kishvua. That means it's that we add on the word shvuish. If a person says lakodi yisoil, so that is considered like a shvua b'Hashem. It was a shvua, but the nusach hashvua was that he won't be megalot to the rabbi nishloilo. fragt die Gemara, Ve'ike Chilul Hashem. Good, this was the Nusach HaShvua was not binding. But there's a Chilul Hashem. Zogt Rashi, Shehi Svure She'oba Al Shvuosoi. And with the Gemara, the Megali Lo Meikore. Yishayti Goli Lo. That means as soon as she told him, he told her right then and there, Leinishbati Lo Chikach Amalta. You should know that I never swore for you. My Shvager Esther Shaila, it's a very difficult Gemara. Lochere, let's forget about the Shvur. Lochere is an Isser of Gnevis Das. Taisvi says in Baba Basra that Chesem at Aleph, the Osa Lignoiv Das Abriyois Vatulu Datoi Shal Akum. So now, let's forget about the Shvur. I mean, that Zichar, she confided in him, she told him the Oifen Arafur because she trusted him that he won't be Megala. And now he was Megala. Perhaps it was Takig Nevis Das, but perhaps it was a heter of Pikuach Nefoshes. This was perhaps a Shchir Dike Machle, this Sapidne, and Mestam did get an appointment by this Matranisa. He had to wait 2 weeks, and the Mestam she charged exuberant prices also. Not everyone was able to go to her. And since it's a machla mesukenes, perhaps it's a konis nefoshes, and so just like we learned that one is permitted to steal, b'mokim sakonis nefoshes, gnevis momin, so gnevis das perhaps is also sufficient. I don't know if this is a true teretz, because then we're getting into really hot water. If we will assume the night of Yehuda in Moshe Zechayin Lavroch and Igras Moshe Chelik Yodeya Chelik Beisim and Kufn and Aleph brings down a night of Yehuda Yerodeya Madura Tinyon Nesim and Reish Yud. And Yehuda is a Shaila. There was a person that was treated by physicians with a certain machla, operated on him. And he died. And they wanted to make an autopsy on him after his death to see what went wrong. And with this, they would be able to figure out the next time when they make an operation, how to do the operation, what to do, what they did wrong. And they asked and they viewed the Shaila. It was Matirim, Oishrim. Someone wanted to be Matir, Alts Pikuch Nefoshes. The Nedev Yehuda held that that's not called Pikuach Nefoshes since you don't have the Choyli in front of you now. So that's not called Pikuach Nefoshes. Well, since Nedev Yehuda, if you have a Choyli right now, then it would be called Pikuach Nefoshes to know how to make the operation right now. But if you don't have a Choyli right now, so oops, he didn't hold that that's called Pikuach Nefoshes. Ramesh Zechen Levoche speaks about Nituach Mesim for this purpose. He goes with a different cheshben, that there's no mitzvah bachlal to be a roifei, to whatever you know. You know there's no chiyuv epes hazoi to know more than you know. So that's why there's no heter. Now we have to know if this sapidne, if there was a heter of Pikuach Nefoshes, was there Takahet of Pikuach Nefoshes? Were there people suffering from Tzapidne who had to know on Shabbos this refuah? Then if there was Takah Pikuach Nefoshes, so then we understand the reason, I mean, there was Gnevis Das, if that is the Heter. Then Lecher, we have to understand if there was a Heter of Pikuach Nefoshes, so why what's this whole Indian with the Shvur? The Nusach was good, Baruch Hashem, she said such a Nusach, he swore her Nusach, and Taka, her Nusach was meaningless. I mean, for Pikuach Nefoshes, Lachayre, everything is Mutter. The Mephoshim say, by Yohinesin, that's what others say, Pshat, was Taka Pikuch Mephoshis, by Yohinesin, so it's what Minishonga Gangin, a fellow of his, so he knew about his father's Shvur. He'd still be allowed to eat, because it's Pikuch Mephoshis. And then, what's the pupil of Chilul Hashem? Chilul Hashem, I mean, right, is there had to be Koch Nefoshes or not? It's very unclear. The Chilul, and then you have to understand, if there was a Chilul Hashem, so the Gemara says very well, of the Chilul Hashem, so he told her the Shvur wasn't a good Shvur. Fine, so him for that. So it's not, so. But why isn't there a Chilul Hashem on the Gnevis Das? Why is there a Chilul Hashem on that? It's very unclear. My Shvogel wanted to say that on Gnevis Das there wouldn't be a Chilul Hashem by a goy. I mean, they're used to these things. Shepim di Bershavi, Minim Yamin Shokech. I mean, this is a very edel Gneve. Gnevis Das, that he won't tell. That could be she'd understand. She wasn't any better. Shvua could be he had a gevalda kechaima by them. You see, bechlal, that afilun de teire, they could say the bait shvuas with goyim. So, before matan teire, you see, it's a shvua had a chaima. But it's still very unclear. There's a very interesting Yerushalmi, what the Sikh Yitzhak brings down. Yerushalmi in Masechta Shabbos, Tafayim Vovam, with Beis, brings down a continuation of this Maise. Ista Amrin, the Chonkes Nafsha, after she found out that everyone knows the Refuah, this was top secret, and now everyone found out the Refuah, so she committed suicide. The Mephoshim say, Mehetzar, Shenizgal, Refuosai. Now, like, she's a Kaplishmacher. She controlled the market, and now all of a sudden, everyone knows her secret, so she committed suicide. Vika da Amri, Shenizgaira. And another man, Yoma, said she became a Giyaris. Now, what motivated her to become a Giyaris? So, what she really was afraid of was competition. That means Rabbi Yechonel also knows. See, he's going to open up an office opposite her office. He'll give off a 10% discount to the Peli in the light. And all her business will go down the drain. That was she was afraid. But she saw a Meirdik Gadlus. That means this knowledge of the Refuah was mamish. It was worth millions. And he went and told it to Gans Klal Yisroel. This is mamish Meirdik. This is a mensch. She saw a Gevaldik Gadlus that the money and success in the career is not the criteria. So she said, Omra Roy Umazu Lidovikbo. Yeah. Fragte Gemore, my of the late. Now let's find out what the Refuah was. Omra Rav Acha Bereda Rav Ami Meisa Oyer. Is this water of that Sa'ir soaked in, yeast, shemen, zayis, umelach. Rav Yehima Omar, Sa'ir gufe, shemen, zayis, umelach. Rav Ashi Omar, mishcha, de gadfo, de avzo. Let us see Rashi. Matronise, nochis oiso, of the le refue, Chamsha Omali Shabbat Yemhei B'Shabbos V'Erev Shabbos V'Ike Chilul Hashem Shehi Svura Sh'ova Al Shvuosoi. So that's a Chilul Hashem. I mean, we see a Meir de Kezach, there's Chilul Hashem by a Goite, there's a Chilul Hashem a Chilul he didn't do anything wrong, but if she holds that he's doing something wrong, that's also a Chilul Hashem. The Megalilo Mikore Mahi Shaita Golilo, after she told him, he told her, you know, Loinish Batilo, Kikacho Malti. Mishcho de Gatfo da Avzo, Shumen Moyach, the fats of the Moyach of an Etzem Kotten Sheberoish Knafe Oif Shekirin Knail, Socha oisoi als dov. Here the Rishash wants to make a grace how it comes als dov, that's wiche, the head of the payas. Rashi in the Beit Zohar says she smeared it on the teeth. That makes more sense, because we'll see that this machla starts over there, by the teeth and gums. Zogt die Gemara weiter. Omar Abaye, ano ovdi lekulu. I did all these three remedies. Bla yitzoi, and nothing helped. Ad omale yahutaye, aisi ke shaisa de zaisa. You should take the pits of zaisim. Bla moli tilse, that it has not grown yet a third of its growth. The kalino benure, and you should burn these pits in a fire. Amora chadito. And a new hoe and a new shovel, and something was never used. The adbig, and then the powder, the ashes of these pits, the adbig bekichi dore. And the rows of teeth, you should put this powder, and this should be successful. Of the hochi the itzoi. So Abaye Taka did this, and they became the schapit. Frag the Gemore mi mai have, this machlet sapidno, what brings it about? So the Gemore says, mechamimi, chamimi dechiti. If a person eats hot bread, so mamele, that could bring it. Mishiyuro kasa daharsana, or you ate leftover kasa daharsana, that was left overnight, some without refrigeration. So, this can bring this machla. Let us see what Rashi says. Kashioso de zeise, garine zeise, loimole tilsish leviu shlish, amore chadito al mar chodosh, shekairim pushir, a hoe, a shovel. The dovik, and then he go, and you put it, bikachi de dore, hadveik bishures ashinaim, the rows of teeth. Mi mai havi aidei ma bo hacheli yaze, mi chamimi chamimi dechiti. Ha'oichol pas chamo yoysa midai. So, this can bring it about. Kasa da harsana, dogim mitugonim im hakemach b'shemen shalahem, with their fats, so b'shemen shalahem is tamer, so shiuri sh'ovar olav halaylo. So this can bring this machla. Umay simone, and what are the symptoms of tzapidno? Kadromi midi bekoche, if something gets stuck between the teeth or touches the teeth, v'osa domi mi beidori, so the whole row of teeth starts bleeding. Now, it would seem from Rashi that we're not geiris the next line. That's what the Sich Yitzchak seems to say. Next, so let us skip till Amalei Rabchiye Barab. That's when the Sich Yitzchak would seem that this whole thing Rashi is moichik. Rabbi Yochanan Keman Kerab Masiya Ben Chorosh. Let us see Rashi. There was a girse command Ovid Rabbi Yochanan. Let us see what Rashi is moichik. Let us just say Ovid, Luchera de Gemore says as follows. Rabbi Yochanan, let's see what Rashi is moichik. Rabbi Yochanan kichosh betzapidne Ovid hochi b'shabata v'itzi. Now here brings another maisa, that when he was taka sick with tzapidne, he did this on Shabbos. Rabbi Yochanan heichi ovid hochi, how he's allowed to do it. Chilo Shabbos, am Rav Nachum vayitzok shani tzapidne oyel umascho bepeh v'goymer bibnei ma'ayim. So the teretz is that it's a sakone. It's from the previous maisa before, that's what he told her. He told her, tell me, I'll do it. You know, if we don't have any raya that Taka held by doing it, or maybe if the pain would be very bad, then he would do it. Here we have a Maisa that Rabbi Yochanan Taka did it. And the Gemara says he did it because it's a Mesukin de Kemachla. Let us see Rashi. Rabbi Yochanan Rabbi Tochil, like Gosinu Lahoch, Elam Mesechus Abayde Zore. And there it's a different Sugi in Gansan. There the Gemara is Sakasha, how he's allowed to go to Goyish Doctor. It's Mesukin de Kemachla, you don't go to Goyish Doctor. That's the Sugi in Abayde Zore. We see that Rashi wasn't Geirus, this whole thing. Command Ovid Rabbi Yochanan, Lo say sam b'shambes b'shvil choyli yeshenayim d'kom aloi matzrich namai. So Rashi's makir that he, Rabbi Yochanan held Yalafi Mechal HaShabbos is from the first ma'aseh. So the Sikh Yitzchak says if Rashi would be geiris the second ma'aseh, so why do you have to kirch to the first ma'aseh? Rabbi Yochanan kichosh b'tzabidna ovit hochi b'shabbata. So why says Rashi wasn't geiris this whole thing? So the Gemara is, Keman Kamasi ben Chorosh? Amalei, Lechetze Machloikis Ramasi ben Chorosh and the Chachomim. Amalei, Shani Yomer, Bezu, Voloi, Bacheres. So Rabbi Yochanan answered, there is a Machloikis between Ramasi ben Chorosh and the Chachomim. That is Dafke by Kelev Shaita. But me, Chayshish Bepiv, Martilu Laisam Beshabbos, this everyone is Moida. Frag the Gemara Leime Messiah like, we learned about Reise, Misha Orza Yarkoin, Machilan Oisei Besar Chamoel. Misha Noshche Kelev Shoite, Machilan Oisei Mechotsa Kovit Shaloi. Chayshish Bepiv, Martilu Laisam Beshabbos, Divra Mashi Ben Chosh. Chachamim oimrim, be'elu ein behem mishum refuah. These are not a refuah. So, by his toys, be'elu lemute mai, that means these are not a refuah. But by his this one is a refuah. My lovely meute sam, so taka we see by sam there's no machlekes, and sam the moidet ramashi ben chorosh. So the Gemara says, loy, maybe be'elu is going on all these three. Be'elu, there's no refuah. Ain't be'mishim refuah. But l'mutei makiz and dam l'shumchi, there that a causes dam, the mashi ben chorosh held that a causes that dam is refuah for the machl of shumchi, that a chachomim amoydet him. And the Gemara ochinami mistavre, that the cause of shumchi, the cause of dam by shumchi, they hold is a refuah. The Sanya, we learned in the Baraisa, Shloisha Dvorim Omar Rabbi Shmuel Barab Yoisi, Sheshoma Meshum Ramashi Ben Chorosh. Makizen Dam Leschunchi Bishabbos, Umisha Noshchoi Kelev Shoita Machil Noisi Mechotzer Kovit Shaloi, Vachoshis Bepi Matil Noisam Bishabbos. Vachachomim Oimrim Be'elu Ein Behem Mishum Refue, Be'elu Limutei Mai, my love. My love, Atalti Lemute Mai. So it means that when we mayit schunchi, that was his loy Atalti Kamaisa. We mayit the first two. So it could be that that the Amay the Timbay Chayshish Befiv Matim Loisam Beshabbos. Let us see Rashi. Shani Aimer Bezu Maidalei Chachomim Shirafua. The Loi Bekelav Shaita Bechotze Kobet Shaloi. It's by Kelav Shaita, they disagree with this Rafua, but here they're Maid. Yarkain Chayli Shaponov Merikais. Hochi Garsinan, Vachachomim Oimrim, Be'elu Ein Be'em Mishim Refue, Be'elu Limute Mai, Lav Limute Sam. Hochi Komrilei, Bishtai Yemori Shoynes, Ein Zo Refue Gemura, Lav Alem Dvar Teire. Limute Sam, De Yesh Be'em Mishim Refue. Leile Mu'ute Makizim Dam Lesrundchi, Bishabbos. Loilam Hanach Pligi. Could be all these three, the Chachamim Achilik and Ramashi Ben Chorosh. ומאי באלו, משום זה שמעו לרמס ידומה אקתי אחיתי, הנדעתם עודתם, לסכונכי חוילי ששמוי אשטרנגל יוין ובון מלנט, וזה עוד עושה יסטרוש, עוד עושה יצד, הקופונם, it's an infection of the throat. ובהים עודלי, אחי גסינו אחי נמי מסתברי, דארי צכונכי, סן ישלוי שדבור מומר בלוס בן עזאי משום רמסי בן חורש, בקיזן דם לסכונכי בשבס, ומי שנושרי כאל אפשר איתם אחי לנויסי מחוץ לקובד שלוי, והחוישס בפיו מטיל לוי סם בשבס, וחמים אומרים, באילו אין בהם משום רפואה, באילו למות אליי, מי לב, עטלתי בשרי, סלמות דרשא, בקיזן דם פוסכונכי, ועטלתי דרשא, למותי דסייפן. לא נסי תאיסוויס, אוכי נמי מסתברך, ריבו לגורס, הוכי הוכי נמי מסתבר, אל הוכי גורס, תושמה, שלושה דבורים, משום דמי אומד, דהו מהו, דהי סיכווה. So the ריבו held, what should הוכי נמי מסתבר, יהיה והברי של הצס טוויטרים, so how do you know, what's the ראיה, that you may it the first thing, maybe you may it the third thing, what's the ראיה? ונראה לי, the שפה מייסי. Is a right. The Baraisa Kamaise, Le Misne Bomakis Dam Lusunchi. Hochi Ave Doichi called the Makmina Lemuti Makis Dam Lusunchi. Mashalai Huskilbo. That means in the first Baraisa was Takish Tukodech. Be'elo, this, we disagree with you, and we're moida to what? Something which was never mentioned in this Baraisa. So that was a Doichi Kavam. Baha, Maisi Shaper. My love, Be'elo. Atalti de seife de solik mene koif. Here it's very meduyik. And the last two refuas, which he just ended saying, they said, be'elu ein be'mishim refuah. Lemuti makis dam leschunchi de katoni reishe. Which, that said in the reishe, so fakel. So this bereise tak, it seems that they're moide to Ramashi ben Choresh only by schunchi. So Mamelus, it could be we argue as Ochinami Mestabra, and the Gemara says, no, for Pike, no, maybe they made in the first two, and maybe the Chalik on the first two, and the made by Matilim Sam, Bepid Beshabbos. So therefore, you gave us this. The E Mishum de Bechol Duchte Nisha Ochinami Mestabra, maybe there's a different reason to be Moichik Ochinami Mestabra. Because Achinami Mestavre is a raya, and we remain with this raya. And here the Gemara slugs it up. So it's Mestavre not good, it's Achinami Mestavre. Bishvil Zayin Lamoichkoi, the Perekam of the Gdushin, Gabi Maise, Bimroini Echod, Yesh Achinami Mestavre, Shein Nisha Bemaskone. The Perekazov, Yesh Gamkem Achinami Mestavre, Shein Nisha Beshmaiten, Bet Ben Asa Chalipin, Leperish Rashi. So Mamele, so could be we are good with this. Sagt die Gemara weiter. Toshma, de Toni Rabbe Bar Shmuel Ubre Sheiricho Machilen Oiso Ad Shetoshev Nafsho. There, Rabbe Bar Shmuel said three halachas. Ubre Sheiricho Machilen Oiso Shetoshev Nafsho. Umi Shenoshchei Kelev Shoyte Machilen Oiso Mechotze Kovit Shaloi. והחוישס בפיו מתאים לוי סם בשבס דברי רבלוזה ברבי יויסי שאומר משום רמסיה בן חורש. וחכמים אומרים בזו ולוי באחרס. So בזו מונדה מוידה ולוי באחרס. אהי. אילאימו האוברו פשיטה. אוברו מאיקה למען דה אומר דלוי. So what is a בזו? This אוברו שריחו is not a member of Ubre Shericho, is not a member of Ramasi Bar Choresh. We had a Stam Mishnah that Ubre Shericho Machilo Noise. Elo Lav Asam Shma Mino Sol Kaponim, so the whole two members of Ramasi Bar Choresh is a Kochoch Sam and Kelav Shaita. And it said Bezu, so the Moida by Sam. Zogt Rashi, Toshma de Toni Rabbi Yosef, Ubre Sheiricho, ומי שנושכוי וחושש בפי וחומי מימי בזו אונו מוידם ולוי באחרס, בזו ההי, הנה מה אוברו פשיטה, כי אוברו שריחו רב מסי קטוני לו, סתומי, אלו לאו אסם קיימת, די לחוץ הקובט מהם פלוקה במסניסן, ששמע מינו, that the process of elimination, it has to be that the moide by some. So that's the terrace, that's the right Rabbi Yechanan. So Rabbi Yechanan is this, is that Maramashi ben Chorosh, by Matilim Sam ben Shabbos, is a Dova Muskatul according to the Chachomim. Rab Ashi Oma Masnisena Medeike. Rab Ashi Oma Masnisena Medeike. The Mishnah would seem that the Chachamim are moide that Matilon Sam b'Shabbos. You will see if they have a deed from the Mishnah. Achoshes, it says, Achoshes b'piv Matilon loy Sam b'Shabbos. Loy pligi rabbonon aloy. It doesn't say in the Mishnah machloikes. Misi de pligi rabbonon aloy lorvino v'lesnino v'liflike rabbonon b'seife shmamino. In the Mishnah it says, by the first halacha, it says, Misha noshrei kelev shoyta, ein achilu noisim echotz hakovet shaloi, v'amashi ben choresh mata. V'idom ha-ramashi ben choresh, achoshish begroinim, atin loisam besoich piv b'shabes. So here it doesn't mention the das chachamim. So v'ayis tachoyis, that here the chachamim amoyda. Zogt die Gemara weiter. We heard in the Mishnah, Mishnah says as follows. Der Ramashi ben Chor shel Achoshesh begroine matil lo yisam besoich piv b'shabes, ibnei shehu sofik nefoshes, v'chol sofik nefoshes doiche es ha-shabes. So to repeat itself, Nesha Sofik Nefoshes, V'chol Sofik Nefoshes. Look, the Gemara, Lomoli Sula Meima V'chol Sofik Nefoshes Toiches HaShabbos. What is he Meisef over here? Sofik Nefoshes. Omar Rabbi Yehuda Marab, Loi Sofik Shabbos Zul Bovad Omru. Not only if there's a Sofik Nefoshes that he might die this Shabbos, Alafilu Sofik Shabbos Acheres. Afilu there's a Sofik that this Shabbos is a one die. So die, he might die next Shabbos. Hechi domi. Koin domdu litmanya yoimi. They gave him, he has at least 8 days to live. Yoime kame Shabbat. And the first day is Shabbos. So today he's a one die. Mal de teime, li akev ad lo ute, so let's wait. The shayla is, the first shayla is he might die next Shabbos. But now he's zicha won't die. So let's wait. Why should he be mechalo Shabbos now? La akev ad lo ute, ke heichel boi nechel alei tchei Shabbata. They should be mechalo two Shabboses. Kamash melon, that you mechalo Shabbos now. Tanya nami hochi, mechamin chamin lechoyla b'shabbos. We learned a baraisa like that. One is permitted to cook up hot water on Shabbos. Bein lahashko isoy, side to give him to drink. Bein lahavroise for rechitze. V'loy Shabbos u belvad omru, elu l'shabbos acheres. Afilu t'negeya istes, this Shabbos is zichan atzakonis nefoshes. Ein Eimrim namtim loy Shema Yavri, ala mechamim loy Miyad. Ibnei Shesofik Nefoshe is Toiches HaShabbos. Loy Sofik Shabbos Zu, ala filo Sofik Shabbos Acheres. The whole Sofik is next Shabbos, but it means, so this week he'll zicha live without any chilo Shabbos. Hafalpikein yemechalo Shabbos now for next Shabbos. Let us see what Rashi says. Loi sofik Shabbos zu bilvat, loi shiyei sofik anefoshes l'Shabbos zu. Not only you mechalo Shabbos if there's a sofik, but he might die this Shabbos. Halafilu ein a sofik l'Shabbos zu, de pshita lon da yoim lo yomos. Today is ichemon time.
אלא ספק שאם לא יעשה לי היום שמו יומוס לשבס הבא, אם הייתה אינק שבס. ואיך ידום, כגוין שעמדו רויפים לעשות לי רפואה שמונה יומים. אברויסוי רחיצה, בין דרשה שמקסנו דיבמאסו, שמו יברי מי אלו. There was a svara not to do it in Shabbos. Let us go a little further. Bein oisim dvorim halolu, loy al yedei nochim, veloy al yedei ktanim, el al yedei gdoyle Yisrael. That's one thing. But that the chilul Shabbos should not be done through nochim and ktanim, אלא ידי גדולי ישראל, ואין אומרים יעשו דבורם הלולו, ואין אומרים יעשו דבורם הלולו, לא ילפי נושים, ולא ילפי כוסיים, אבל מצטרפים לדעס אחרת. That is our גרסה. Let us see רשי. על פי נושים, אם נושים, then רשי explains the second הלוך. אם נושים או יקוסים אומרים צורך, אין מחלולן על פיה. בית רשיס גירסה. אבל מצטרפים לדעס אחרת, so even though we won't be מחלול with them, אבל מצטרפים לדעס אחרת, כגוין, שניים אומרים צורך, ושלושה אומרים אין צורך. What if you have רוב דייס that say that you don't have to be מחלול שבת. ואישה או יקוסי אומרת צורך,
So Rashi says, Pshat in this Gemara, that even though we won't be lechatchile mechalo Shabbos al pi and ishe, but al kaponim, if there's roiv deis, that you don't have to be mechalo Shabbos, so then an ishe can be mitzarev to the other, to the miyateis, and make it palge al palge. Let us see the Bach. וקושה, הרי בדף פי גימול מבואו, ובסופק נפושס לזלינם בוסו רויב דייס, רק מחילן אויסוי מיד. We don't call בוסו רויב דייס. That's what we hear in the Gemara, דף פי גימול עומד אלף. דף פי גימול עומד אלף, that if the חילן, two רויפים say that אין צורך לאכול, And two roifim said that tzorich lecho. So we said that that's pshat in the Mishnah that achila noise al pi shnayim. The Gemara said what's the chiddush? The chiddush is that you don't go basar avdeis. Even though by umdene you do go basar avdeis, that's umdene mamamayne. But umdene the nefashis you don't go basar avdeis. So the Gemara said klar that you don't go basar avdeis. And here Rashi says that the mitzvah to make it a sofik hashokul. Like the bach in Cain, lomali litzvah das isha oikusi. Like sheshnaim oimrim tzorech, av gimel oimrim loy tzorech, az lina lahokul. So what is pshat in the Gemara? Al Cain nirali, ki de isa bigmore, that pshat in the Gemara, not the way Rashi says. Gemara says, כששניים אומרים איני צורך, ואחד אומר צורך. So there the law is, that means like this, if there are two that say צורך, and three that says איני צורך, so then there's a law of three כמאה. And that's a law of three כמאה, and the Sfasemes we mentioned then, says it's speaking about the two Edom Ksheirim, So two keneged meyes is three kemeyes. Then tak you don't go basa reiv deyes, even though it's umdene. But what the Gemara is mevur before daf pei gimel? If one says einei tzorich, one says tzorich, and two say einei tzorich, then the din is you don't give him to eat. So the tzorich et tafe I isha, so here you need et tafe seven isha, shemerish gam kem tzorich. Vahavalei palge palge. That's not Gemara. By two and one, then she's mitzara.
But by three and two, you don't need Zirb. But when there's two of them, there's a Zirb, it's tough. It's half a Gimel, or there's a Zirb. The chain posak, peturah, chaimsim, and tofrei, shidalef, ושניים אומרים צורך, או ספקוף אומרים אין צורך להזלין בוסר רבדייס. אבל כששניים אומרים צורך, וחדים אין צורך, להזלין בוסר רבדייס. גם בהורוש, זל כוסב, דרשי זל הסביר לקימטה דלאל בגמורת, רשי דזם פסקן like the previous לקימטה, אבל מקום מוקים לפסקן, דסביר לקימטה דלאל, צורך לא ימי כמו שכוספתי. Let us see the run, and the riff on this last two halachas. In Oisin, this the Ram is on the Abdallah on the base, the Bafi Arif. In Oisin, Halalu Dvorim, Al Yedei, Oibdei Kechovim, Loi Al Yedei Ketanim, El Al Yedei Gdoyle Yisrael. Bein oim, and I hear a different girse, bein oimrim lasais dvorim halolu, al yedei, this is a different girse, al yedei noshim, al yedei kusim, mitnei shem mitstarfen ledas achers. This is gor an andere pshat. Kachi ya girse behulchus haripsa. Lopeirish hadvor. Lopeirish, shahadvorim atzrichim lochoylem sheyesh beisakone b'shabes. Achidu sheyesh beisakone, things has to be done for him. In oisen oisen klal ayedei nochim baktane. Vafilu bakroi baume. What's wrong with that? Shemo yoimru haboy. Bekushi yitiru bekuach nefesh. That means you look for a goy, look for a cotton. Vein matiren oisei lechatchile. Al yedei, so vein matiren oisei lechatchile dem chiyovim bemitzvah. That what, that means if you'll do it now to a goy, the people will say lechatchila, you're not permitted to do tchuya and you have to go and find a guy. Shema yava yadavo shekshloim tzu oivde kechov mektanim layirtzu lechalal as a Shabbos al yedei gdei leYisrael. Maybe it'll come out a kilku that when there won't be any goyim, there won't be mechal Shabbos. Fikach af al pi shechayle she'ein beisakama oimer loivet kechavim va'oise kanein oisin al yodim neisakone sakone. Zochayle the sakone means because of the later sakone. Now lechayre we have to understand. I once had a shtikol ha'orev. The Mishnah Berurah brings down Dach Sechmer, but the halacha is if you have a chayle she yesh bei sakone, that he has to, you have to be mechabed the ner, you have to extinguish a ner. And the halacha, if we hold that a malacha shein tzrich legufa is chayiv, that's what the Mishnah Berurah said. If you hold a malacha shein tzrich legufa chayiv, so a mele, Afalpiken for chilush yesh peisakone, the mechabedaner. Mishnah Berurah says, what if he doesn't have to be mechabedaner? What if he can take out the ner? That means that the chilush yesh peisakone, it's very urgent, he has to sleep. That's for sure. He can't sleep with the ner, they're burning. So he permitted to be mechabedaner. So the Mishnah Berurah says this is only permissible if you can't take out the ner. If you can take out the ner, so you're mechalo Shabbat. So what is pshat? So pshat is even though pikuch nefesh is doiche Shabbos, that means if you need chilo Shabbos for his health, so then you're allowed to be mechalo Shabbos. If you don't need chilo Shabbos for his health, that means you don't have to extinguish the ney, you can take out the ney, you can take out the bed, you can do different things. So memela, so then you're a mechalo Shabbos. That's called he's a mechalo Shabbos. So lechayre kan shayla ben, here also, you don't need chilul Shabbos for yourself. There's a goy here. Let's talk about a goy. There's a goy there's a malacha that has to be done, a malacha d'iraisa. It can be done without chilul Shabbos. Between you and me, a goy doing malacha is a lot gringer than a yid schlepping out an air in Shabbos, which is told from Muktzeh. This is only Mir Alako. So it could be done without Chilul Shabbos. Ba'afal pikein, the din is fakert. The Yid does it himself. Not done al Yidei Yaakov. Now, the Ran says aloshen, ein oisin al yodoi mitnei sakone. Now, if he means mitnei sakone because there'll be another time where there won't be a goy, so then we're getting in again in tap water with the night of Yude by Nituach Mason. That means if we will take the other's man into consideration, maybe there'll be a time when we'll do this now, so come out in a later time, it could be a Yid will come to Sakone. I mean, and then we should be Matan Nituach Mason also, because we might derive benefit from this Nituach, that another Yid will make an operation, will know how to make a better operation. That you don't need a heter of pikuach nefesh over here. I mean, of the latest sakana. I mean, he says that there might be a sakana, but that's not matter. I think there's a big difference between the case of the ner and the case of this case. The case of the ner, the chayla has to sleep. That's true. The ner bothers him. That's also true. If the ner won't be taken care of, he's in a matzav of sakana. Everything is true. But now the shaila is it necessary to extinguish the ner? That's not true. You don't need to extinguish the ner. I mean, he'll sleep if you'll take out the ner also, if you'll cover the ner. So there's no need bechlal of this pula to be done. There's no need of kibui. You're making kibui, so you take a machalo Shabbos. You have no right to make kibui. That means his refuah does not need a malachet. Masha ain kain, in the case of here we're speaking about, that a malacha, you have a chayla sheyesh by sakone, that a malacha has to be done for this chayla in order to be matzlum. He needs this refuah. He needs a malacha has to be done. He has to be carried in the reshus harab and has to be taken to a hospital. So meila, I have a mitzvah of leisamid al damra yecha. Every other yid has a mitzvah, and the guy also. Your mitzvah, nishke mitzvah. But lemaise, to be matzal him, just like anyone else, I have a mitzvah to be matzal him also. And the only way I can be matzal him is by being mechalo Shabbos. So there's no halacha that I'm not permitted to be mechalo Shabbos because the guy could do it. That means here, chilo Shabbos, that means this pu'ula has to be done. The pu'ula of carrying him in the Rishus HaRabim, that has to be done. Now someone else can do it. So that doesn't mean anything. So that means I can't do it because someone else could do it. That's when it's brought down in Hilchis Yibum that, let's say if you have two brothers, one brother is a Kohen, let's say a Grusha falls to Yibum, one brother is a Kohen, And the other brother is a cholo. So if this brother, let's say the mace was also a cholo. So if the koyin will be miyabim, so memele, we have to say yesedei chaloisase. If the cholo will be miyabim, we don't have to say yesedei chaloisase. So here we won't say a yisod, that since it's efshir al yid, without the chiyah, so memele we don't say yesedei chaloisase. I can't be miyabim. I have a mitzvah of yibum just as good as anyone else. And I can be miyabim without chiyah. That's not called efshel lekayim shneim. Efshel lekayim shneim means if I could do the mitzvah without an aveira, so then we say, you don't say esadech alo yisase. But if I can't do the mitzvah without an aveira, that what someone else could do the mitzvah, that doesn't make it efshel lekayim shneim. So it's also the same thing. Amid is a mitzvah of Hatzolos Nefoshes also, and I can't do the Hatzolos Nefoshes without Chilul Shabbos. So therefore, I'm permitted to be Mechalo Shabbos.